Title: PEGA claim defeated based on insufficient notice to the LWDA. Content: Last month, the California Court of Appeal determined in Con v. Dunn Edwards Corporation, 2018 Cal Yap. Lexis 44, Cal Yap, 2D DAST January 4, 2018, certified for publication, that a former employee's claim under the Private Attorneys General Act, PEGA, failed due to insufficient notice to the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, LWDA. Plaintiff's lawsuit and LWDA letter. Plaintiff sued his former employer, Dunn Edwards, in a proposed class action claiming that he, and others similarly situated, did not receive their final pay in a timely manner pursuant to Labor Code Sections 201-203. After the lawsuit was pending, plaintiff provided the following notice to Dunn Edwards and the LWDA. This correspondence shall constitute written notice under Labor Code Section 2699.3 of my claims against my former employer, Dunn Edwards Corporation, Dunn Edwards or defendant. Specifically, I allege that Dunn Edwards violated Labor Code Section 226A by failing to identify all of the required information on my final paycheck stub/itemized wage statement that I received, including but not limited to the pay period begin date, the correct pay date, and the total hours worked. Violated Labor Code Sections 201 through 203 by failing to pay all of my earned wages immediately upon termination and failure to pay waiting time penalties as a result thereof. Plaintiff's notice made no mention of any other labor code violations and did not reference any other current or former employee besides himself. After the LWDA provided notice that it did not intend to investigate the allegations in his notice, plaintiff filed an amended complaint adding a cause of action under PEGA. He specifically alleged that Dunn Edwards' final pay practices applied to all of its former employees. Plaintiff also dismissed his individual claim after the court found he was compelled to arbitrate it. PEGA's notice requirement under the PEGA: an aggrieved employee may file a representative action on behalf of himself or herself and other current and former employees to recover civil penalties for violations of the labor code that otherwise would be assessed and collected by the LWDA. For all provisions of the labor code for which a civil penalty is not specified, PEGA creates a default civil penalty. The civil penalties available under PEGA are in addition to any other remedies available under state or federal law. Any civil penalty recovered is paid 75% to the LWDA and 25% to aggrieved employees. Before bringing a PEGA claim, a plaintiff must comply with administrative procedures outlined in Section 2699.3. requiring notice to the LWDA and allowing the employer an opportunity to cure unspecified violations not listed in Section 2699.5. Recently, the California Supreme Court explained that, as a condition of suit, an aggrieved employee acting on behalf of the state and other current or former employees must provide notice to the employer and the responsible state agency of the specific provisions of the labor code alleged to have been violated, including the facts and theories to support the alleged violation. Williams v. Superior Court, 3 Cal. 5th 531, 545, 2017. The evident purpose of the notice requirement is to afford the LWDA the opportunity to decide whether to allocate scarce resources to an investigation. A decision better made with knowledge of the allegations an aggrieved employee is making and any basis for those allegations. Notice to the employer serves the purpose of allowing the employer to submit a response to the agency, again thereby promoting an informed agency decision as to whether to allocate resources toward an investigation. ID at 545-46. Trial Court grants Dunn Edwards' motion for summary judgment. The trial court granted Dunn Edwards' motion for summary judgment, concluding that plaintiff's notice to the LWDA was insufficient because, unless the group is identified, the notice does not specify the aggrieved employees. Plaintiff appealed, arguing that his notice was sufficient even though he limited it to his claims because plaintiff is a proxy of the state, and his notice should be assumed to being brought on a representative capacity. Court of Appeal upholds trial court's dismissal based on insufficient LWDA notice. The Court of Appeal determined that the trial court properly granted summary judgment. It noted that because plaintiff's notice expired